So were your young school days then a good time in your life?
Oh yes, a lot of fun at school, a lot of fun at school. The school seemed to be very much, the teachers were very musical and very into putting on concerts and things. We did a pantomime and I was Little Boy Blue in the pantomime. Don't have the knees for tights, but it was a lot of fun. Miss J. MacDonald, who was my teacher in primary four, she used to give us music lessons outside the lessons that we used to get in the afternoon from Mr. Mallison, who used to travel around the schools giving singing lessons to everybody and teaching them so far. And she used to supplement these lessons by playing the class radio and listening to music there. That was where I first heard Mozart and Dvorak and Sibelius and things like this. And I used to think it was great. She was a very good teacher of the 3 R's as well. 4 R's perhaps, reading, writing, arithmetic and rhythm. She was a smashing teacher. She left after 1 year and emigrated to Rhodesia and sadly died there not long afterwards. After Miss MacDonald we had several other teachers, and primary 7 was Miss Harriet McLennan. All the kids, I remember, had a great fear of Harriet. Her reputation preceded her. But when we actually got there, she was a very good teacher, and if you showed interest in what you were doing, she was she wasn't as bad as she was supposed to be. And she encouraged my interest in drawing. She took a great interest in that. And in natural history. I remember we used to have to do these nature note things over the weekend, and we'd draw something that we had seen of natural history interest and then write about 200 words about it. And like everybody else, just about, I should imagine, I got my mother or father to do it for me. Always got VG for the drawing. But Harriet knew fine that it was my father that was doing it. He said, "That's a particularly good one from your dad this week," she would say. On one occasion she commented on that, I remember, it was a frog which had a rather nice glint in its eye, and I was very proud of this because I had actually done this one myself. And Harriet was impressed with it as well, and she said, "That was a really good one from your dad this week." And I said, "Well, I did that, miss," and she wouldn't believe me. It was impossible to convince her that I was responsible for that particular masterpiece that week.